All right, welcome everyone to the second edition of the Gaba Sports Tennis Podcast. I'm your host, Ashish Mago. In this episode, we're going to talk about the emergence of a new off-season league that has taken the tennis world by storm presently. As some of you may be already aware, the concept is called the International Premier Tennis League. In its first season last year, when it was hosted in several Asian cities such as Manila, Singapore, New Delhi and Dubai, the league saw some big names such as Djokovic, Federer, Murray, Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova, along with a host of other stars. Now, since the league is organized in December when the tennis season is officially over, many players choose to play here in exchange of some money. The format itself is a bit different from normal tennis, as we have one set each for every match. So basically, we have five matches, including a legend singles, where some of the former greats, some of the former players play. We have Philip Bustos this year. We have Carlos Moya, Marat Safin, Fabrice Santoro, among others. And we have a men's singles set. We have a women's singles set. We have a mixed doubles, and there's a men's doubles. So basically, there's one set each in all of these five games that's played between two teams in a single tie. Now, in my opinion, although such events are doing a world of good for the cause of promoting tennis in some new Asian cities, such leagues in the future may cause player burnout. You know, it is ideal for players to rest during the off season as they get ready for the next year with some grueling matches, starting with the Australian Open. And secondly, you know, there may come a time when players form their own groups away from the ATP and WTA and start breaking rules, as we've seen in the case of Nick Kyrgios. And we've seen all of this during the era of Jimmy Connors and John McEnroe in the past, you know, when there existed at least two different tennis bodies which had their own separate tournaments. So it's not all looking good. Now, there are some other drawbacks related to the IPTL as well. Now, players don't play seriously here. It's sort of an exhibition, and the innocent crowds are looted with high prices of tickets just in the name of getting to see some exhibition set of Federer versus Nadal. For instance, in India, where the event is being held right now, not many people have turned out to see because the prices are skyrocketing. Now, however, for a one-time experience, tennis enthusiasts in this part of the world should definitely look forward to this event every December. At least they should watch it once in their life to see the likes of Federer and Nadal play live. But in the end, in the near future, this event is not looking good. So that's some of my thoughts on this new form of tennis that has come up in this part of the world. That's all from me in this episode. Then I'll be back discussing more from the tennis world as we approach the first Grand Slam of next year, the Australian Open. And meanwhile, here's wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Have a good time.